Welcome to the Starting Monday podcast, the podcast for anyone who has a habit of delaying their health and fitness goals, who struggles to build consistency, or just doesn't know where to start. Have you ever said the phrase, I'll start Monday? If so, this is the podcast for you. Now, let's welcome the hosts, experienced personal trainers, and all-around good guys, Barry Steven and Matthew Percival.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Starting Monday podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and a massive thank you to everyone who downloaded and listened to our first two episodes. I really hope you got something from that, and I hope you get something from today as well. Today, Matthew, what are we discussing?
We're talking about if you went to the gym first time, or if you're a current gym member as well, if you're going in, stuff you'll see, what does it do, you know, what is it used for, that sort of stuff. That's what we're going
to
get into.
So we're basically trying to give a little bit of insight into accessory stuff. Accessory equipment that we might use in the gym or other people might use in the gym, and you might want to know why are they using it, what benefits are there to using them, do I need them, that sort of thing.
That sort of stuff. What are they up to over there?
Quality. Let's get stuck right into it then. Can I start with one?
You can start, Barry. Go on.
This is going to be a nice, quick, easy one, okay?
Yeah.
Weightlifting gloves.
Really useful, great piece of kit. Guys, go out and buy it as soon as possible. Opposite.
Yeah, weightlifting gloves. They shouldn't have even been invented. There's no place for them.
To be fair, well, originally I think they were going about because of people's grip strength, wasn't it? And that's what they were sold as. It would improve your grip.
Nonsense, though, is it?
Complete nonsense.
Absolute nonsense. I was in Decathlon the other day, right? Yeah. Looking for one or two things, and I actually saw them, and I went over to have a look at them, just to read the blurb about them. And
okay, interesting. Yeah, what did it say?
It said it improves your grip in the gym.
Actually,
and I was like, this is absolutely nonsense. Yeah. Get these off the shelf.
Unless you had the tightest pair in the world, and they fit your hand perfectly, then I'd probably say it. Otherwise, they do slip when people have them on, etc. So,
like, I get that maybe they're useful in other sports, like maybe, is it cycling? Do they use them in cycling? Like, not weightlifting gloves, but gloves.
You know what, Barry? You're asking the right person. I am very much into my cycling.
Let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
But, and I'm speaking from personal experience, by the way, sadly.
Did you ever have a pair?
Yes.
Me too.
Right at the start. So, like, don't feel bad. We're not slagging anyone off because I was...
Because we both have done it.
I was that person with the weightlifting gloves. One of the reasons I stopped using them, I think, at that time was because I kept losing one of them.
Yeah, I think I kept misplacing them.
Yeah,
didn't have them with me or forgot them.
I quickly realized they were hopeless. They didn't do anything.
I feel like they were a bit more common when we were probably getting into training than they are these days. They're not a very common thing these days.
Okay, so we're basically crossing weightlifting gloves off, right?
Yeah,
it's in room 101.
Yeah, avoid them at all costs.
But other common bits of equipment or accessories you might see, Matthew, a big one is obviously a weightlifting belt.
Weightlifting belts, yeah, they're very common.
Both of us have got one.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you don't. No, actually, I don't.
I do have one. I've got an SPD. Yeah, yeah.
I've never really seen you using them with squats.
I had an SPD belt before. You did, Barry. Come on.
I've got all the gear. No idea.
You did because when you competed, you got everything, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a fantastic belt. But
you actually use it to this day. So why do you use it? Why do you use it? I don't use mine anymore. I haven't used mine for a while. I can tell you why, but we'll get into that in a second. But Barry, why?
Because it doesn't fit you.
You should remember, actually.
So why have I got a weightlifting belt? Well, I like to squat heavy.
Yeah.
I like to deadlift heavy. And that is when the belt comes out, basically. It's the only time. So when I'm talking heavy, I'm talking, you know, maybe 80% and above of my total weight that I'm capable of lifting. So like low rep ranges, maybe 5 reps and less, I'll use a belt.
Yeah.
Up until that point, I tend not to use a belt because I feel like it's important to not be too reliant on something like that. And it allows you to learn how to squat and deadlift properly with good mechanics, good form, without the aid of something that's there to help you. But ultimately, the belt's going to help you do two things. One, improve performance. And to potentially make it safer for you when you're pushing yourself to your limits and you're lifting those heavier weights.
Yeah? So what's it doing then? How would you describe it to someone? What's it actually doing?
Well, you want to be when you're lifting heavy weights, you want to be bracing. You want to be bracing your midsection, your torso, your core, which is quite a difficult thing to do. You're basically holding your breath, and then you're sort of engaging all the muscles around your core, the front of your core, the sides, the back, you know,
yeah.
stomach, obliques, back, the whole lot. It's like a 360. All right. Imagine a balloon. You're blowing a balloon up inside your body, and it hits all parts of your waist.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of what you're wanting to do. When you're lifting heavy weights. When you've got a belt on, and if you've got it on properly, you've got some feedback there.
Right? Yeah, something to brace into.
Yeah, yeah, you've got something to brace into. So when you're bracing your core correctly, it'll hit the wall of the belt, and it'll create more pressure, all right? Intra-abdominal pressure.
God, big words are coming out, good word.
Yeah, which then makes you more stable, makes you hold your posture better. And it just allows you to perform better. It makes you feel a bit stronger.
You do see quite a lot of belts. You see like lever belts, which you have, an adjustable lever belt. You mm-hmm. see the prongs, etc. And they do range in price. You get some very cheap ones up to some really expensive ones as well.
I mean, I don't think it's something that people need to be investing in personally.
I lift completely without a belt, mainly because I had an injury where I was wearing it. I braced and my hip was getting really sore. So I just stopped using it, and I haven't gone back to it since.
And would you say that, like, do people in your gym use a belt for other exercises other than the ones I've mentioned, like squats and deadlifts?
No, not really. It's mainly those lifts. We have a few powerlifters, etc. They all have SPD belts, the usual. So
like, if I'm with one of my clients, I'll only really encourage them to use a belt if they've got to a certain level of strength and experience with lifting,
and also if their goal is purely strength based,
and they start. Wanting to lift heavier weights and enjoying the squat and the deadlift and getting that feeling of getting stronger. And
you might want to look to invest in one, but you don't have to have one.
But up until that point, it's never really something that I would recommend anyone to sort of get.
No, not at all.
But very useful tool.
Very, very good tool. One of the best, I would say.
So that's not going to...
No, belts staying out. Belts are fantastic. Belts good investment, especially a good belt, very good investment.
Okay, cool. Right, next up. Wrist wraps. Do you own a wrist wrap?
I've had a lot of wrist wraps actually in my time. Again, guys, I hate to disappoint, I don't use them anymore, but they are very good. What they do is you wrap them around your wrist and you're basically locking out your wrist as a joint. Obviously, you're not pressing, you are technically pressing through your wrist, but you're driving mainly through your elbow. The muscles you're probably using for like a bench press, your tricep, your chest, and all that, they're not attaching to your wrist. Mm-hmm. They're very far away. So locking your wrist out, keeping that joint fixed, can actually improve your pressing. So wrist wraps are a common thing.
Pressing movements.
Really pressing, I would say that's it.
So like really. bench press, dumbbell presses, shoulder presses, overhead barbell presses.
Again, usually heavy-based stuff.
Yeah, because you want that stability at that joint. Yeah. And it's just allowing you that.
Again, you still use them, don't you, Barry?
I don't actually, no.
I thought you used them recently. I mean, did I see a video?
Yeah, if I go heavy on, again, if I go heavy on something, I like to have.
He gets all the gear out.
That's when the gear comes out. To be fair, it was a heavy bench press. It was that you saw.
Yeah, 120.
Yeah, and I just knew that it would offer me that little bit more stability at the wrist, like you just said.
Yeah,
and when you're pushing weights that you've maybe only pushed a few times in your lifetime, any little helps.
Yeah, it can do. Again, they're very common. Wrist wraps are very common. Belts and wrist wraps are really common.
Yeah. Again, not something that you really need to
invest in. No, but again, I would always say if you're going to buy a good pair, they always last, I would say.
Do you often find people moaning about weak wrists?
Only when I do teach a core class each week. And we do a lot of plank variation and TRX work, and then they moan about their wrists there, but a wrist wrap is never going to help them. So in terms of pressing movements, no, it's not a common one.
What about straps then? Because straps is a completely different tool, and it's actually something that I have to say I've never, ever used.
You've never used them?
I've never used them. I know.
Really? Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So because of that, and because I don't use them, I'm not one to, push them on people to use them.
Yeah.
But I know why people use them, and I actually think it's a fantastic tool to use in the right setting. It varies
more towards bodybuilders these days, doesn't it? People who are doing maybe like high rep, like Romanian deadlifts.
So we're talking about we're talking about straps. So, like, explain what we mean by that.
They go around your wrist, and then you tie them to the bar. Now there's two variations these days. You have figure eights, where you put your hand through them and they kind of go under the bar, and then mm-hmm. you have the more common type where you wrap it around the bar. Now people tend to use them for deadlift variations. I would say they're transferring into pulling movements now. I don't know if you've noticed that people doing bodybuilding, they tend to, they're doing a lat pull down, they use them. If you're doing a seated row, they use them, a dumbbell row. So it is kind of going to that as well. People where they feel their grips going first rather than the muscles they're trying to work. So a Romanian deadlift's a prime example. You're trying to target your hamstrings and glutes, but your forearms keep giving up before you even get anywhere near any fatigue there. Straps could be a good idea.
So again, it's allowing people to maybe achieve better performance by lifting heavier loads.
Yeah, than their forearms allowing.
Yeah, or potentially maybe getting more volume, getting more reps in a set than they would allow, because the weakest link is their grip when you get to a certain number.
Level, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But again, more common in like the bodybuilding side of things these days.
Yeah.
You won't see a powerlifter really using them that often, or a strongman. I think actually, no, that's a lie. Strongman do go towards the figure eight straps these days. Again, quite common.
I think I did try use them when I was younger and just got fed up with the faff.
Like, I've used them a few times in my past when my grip's been not good enough.
To be honest with you, I just can't stand anything that's faffing about in the gym. Like, I like to get in, get the job done, and get out. You know what I mean? So
this is the guy who had about 20 different pieces of kit on for his bench press.
Quickly, though.
Quickly.
And to be honest with you, for me, like, grip has never really been a huge issue. Like, you know,
yeah.
I always use that, for example.
You also pull with hook grip as well, which is quite strong.
Yeah, I use a hook grip.
We'll get into that another day, guys, but hook grip's quite strong.
And that's done me pretty well, to be fair. You know, roll quite heavy with a hook grip.
If you're interested in it, give it a Google, but we'll talk about it at some point. It's a weightlifting technique, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's something that I picked up from Olympic lifting.
Yeah.
And then I use it quite a lot in bodybuilding exercises and stuff like that.
So we're going to get into some shoes now.
Shoes
in the gym, weightlifting shoes. What kind of shoes would you see going about?
One thing before we go into shoes, I just remembered about straps.
Okay, yeah, fire away.
So, like, you know, if you're deadlifting, you know, a lot of people like to change their grip because their grip goes. You know what I mean? So they do a mixed grip, one hand under, one hand over. Which,
careful, Barry, I pull mixed grip.
Yeah, but what would you say would be like a negative to using the mixed grip?
Without sounding too nerdy or complicated, your levers change. So if you put both your arms out straight and then you flip one hand upside down, you'll notice one hand, if you grip, will be slightly shorter than the other. So your levers change. So you've got a slight shoulder imbalance when you grip a bar, which can lead to a slight hip imbalance. So I have known of people who have hurt their hips, and it has linked back to mixed grip.
And possibly shoulders.
Yeah, and shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it can happen.
So, you know, we would encourage people to use overhand grip for as long as possible.
Yeah, ideally. And then when you need to.
So they might be able to train that overhand grip with heavier loads for longer if they bring in straps.
True. Very true.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you're not competing as a powerlifter or whatever, then, you know, what does it matter?
You don't need to. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But you want to talk about shoes. Let's get on. Shoes.
So what shoes do you wear to the gym? You still wear weightlifting shoes, don't you, occasionally?
Not recently, no. I've been squatting in a pair of Nobles.
What are they?
I don't actually have them on because I got them clarted. It's
lucky, lucky we're on a podcast and no one can see them. please describe them to me.
They're just like a hybrid type shoe that's good.
Are they Reebok or what are they?
No, Nobull.
Oh, that's the brand?
Yeah.
Nobull?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very good, honestly, really good, comfortable shoe, good gym shoe. They look good. They've got good grip. They're very good for me in the gym when I'm working for various different exercises. I wouldn't say they're just an all-rounder.
Yeah.
An all-rounder.
If you're doing weights, you're going to lean towards flatter shoes.
They're flat.
Flat shoes are always good, but you may commonly see like weightlifting shoes in the gym as well, right? These are shoes with probably a slight heel raise. They usually have straps on top of them as well, and they're basically going to lock your foot in and give you a heel raise. Now, what's the benefit of the heel raise, Barry?
Well, for me, and I used them for this particular reason is because I've got quite poor ankle mobility.
Yeah.
So that affects the angles of my squat. So when I raise my heels through the weightlifting shoes, it allows me to squat more upright and keep everything a little bit more balanced and safer. So I actually think the weightlifting shoes are fantastic, but unless you're squatting a lot, I just don't think they're something that you need to go out there and invest in.
For anyone wondering, they're originally invented for weightlifters. Ideally, they want to catch bars in quite an upright position,
yeah,
and it allows them a more upright torso. Now, you do see them in the gym these days, people squatting with them. They're not a necessity, but yeah, if you said they've got ankle mobility problems, etc., they can be a good option.
But instead of getting shoes, you could just raise your heels on two little weight plates, for example.
Yeah, if you want to save yourself, because they are quite expensive.
You're going to get the same job. And to be honest with you, if you're doing other exercises in the gym, I personally hate wearing weightlifting shoes. They're like clogs.
Barry, do you know how many pairs of weightlifting shoes I have?
I don't.
Five. I don't wear any of them.
Well, that's a waste of money. That get them sold.
I used to use them quite a lot, but I don't these days. I use a flat shoe, so I just wear Converse to the gym these days.
I think like most of the stuff we're going through here, there's like a lot of benefits to most of them, right? But they're not necessities for people to buy.
No, there's nothing you need really, is there?
No.
Nothing you definitely need. But again, it's goal dependent. So like if you're going
to the gym to do a full body session, which involves lots of different exercises, for a variety of different things, wearing your weightlifting shoes for that session, it's probably not going to be the most effective thing to wear.
I got fed up of it. I don't know about you, but I got fed up of it. So I walk into the gym these days with a bottle of liquid chalk and that's it. I hated the fact I had to come in with my straps, my wraps, my knee sleeves, my weightlifting shoes, the whole lot, and I had to change in and out all the time of everything. I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Well, we've definitely got a couple of those that come into our gym, and hopefully they're listening. I'm not going to name anyone.
No, but then a lot of them, like, for example, people go into our gym and they're into powerlifting, etc., and they're far away. But I personally couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned chalk there. What do you think of chalk?
Brilliant.
Yeah, we're giving chalk the double thumbs up, right?
I would say chalk is one of the best investments you can do.
It's
cheap as well.
The only downside is it's the messiest thing ever, especially if you're using it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've had my fair share of chalk instances.
Liquid chalk or powder chalk? I mean, liquid chalk.
I've made messes with both of them. I kicked over a bottle of powder chalk once as well. I use liquid chalk. What I prefer is obviously it's easy to carry about. It doesn't make a mess all over the floor.
Yeah.
And it stays on for quite a while as well, which I quite like.
If you're going into a commercial gym and you're taking your own liquid chalk in, it's probably quite a good thing, right?
Yeah. You might notice you have powder chalk here, don't you? So you might notice it does get into bars. It gets into knurling quite bad over normal chalk. It kind of gets in there. But I prefer it. Yeah, it's good. Really good.
Yeah, so chalk is going to massively help you improve your grip strength. Your grip when you're gripping bars and things like that.
Yeah, it'll dry your hands out and then you'll grip better. Obviously, like climbers, etc.
A million times more than what gloves would ever do, right?
I've got an infinite amount more than gloves would ever do. It will dry your hands out, so if you're interested in having nice hands, I think that's the only downside would be if you want nice hands, don't wear beautiful hands. Yeah, as he says that with yellow callousy marks on the bottom of each finger.
Yeah, they're worth it. They're worth it. So we have powdered chalk in the gym, and it can sometimes make a mess if somebody who doesn't use it correctly goes over and uses it. But other than that, it's pretty.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's really helpful. Really helpful. What about knee sleeves?
Now, this is the only piece of kit that I still use.
You love a knee sleeve, do you?
I do like a knee sleeve. I've tried lifting without it. I have. And it was fine. But knee sleeves, for anyone wondering, you get loads of variations of knee sleeves. What they do is the main reason behind them is heat. So like warming your knees up and keeping them warm. So the lubrication of your joint moves better and they're quite solid. It also will give you some sort of support as well.
So what exercises would we need a knee sleeve for?
Squatting.
Yeah. Anything else?
I sometimes leave them on for other stuff if I've already have them on, but I would never really put them on.
That's because they're a nightmare to get on and off.
Yes.
There's a lot of faff with a knee sleeve.
Yeah, there is. So I like a knee sleeve. I also wear them for deadlifting, for covering up my shins.
Okay.
Because otherwise I rip my shins to shreds. So I do that as well. So they're a nice little cover for deadlifts. But
I find that another real good benefit to wear knee sleeves is that it actually makes you more aware of your knees. You know, I mean, you've got that better connection of your knees. Well, what you said, it makes your knees warm, right?
I can't believe what I've heard. I've never heard anyone in my life say they've got a better connection with their knees. Specifically, the knee joint. I feel the knee joint.
Well, let's think about it, right? When you're squatting, you know, sometimes the knees can track in. They can go places they're not supposed to go, right?
Okay. All right, okay. You're selling it to me. I'm interested.
Because you've got that connection with your knees, because there's more heat there, because there's something compressing it, wrapped around it, you feel it more. You feel that area more. You're more aware of it.
Yeah, probably true, yeah.
So you're more aware of maintaining better postures, better form, keeping your knees in the right places. Yeah. I don't know if it's scientifically true or whatever, but it's certainly.
But that's
something
how you feel, Barry.
That's how I feel about it. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I like them. I just feel my squats better with them.
Yeah.
If I have them, I squat better. Fantastic.
So again, it's something that helps you improve your performance, but also makes things that little bit safer as well. Yeah. Just
again, like everything else, investing in a good pair is always good. If you're going to buy a pair, buy a good pair. I have a lot of people who buy cheap pairs and then end up buying good pairs anyway. You know what I mean? So like, if you're going to get a good pair.
But you're not wearing them because you have sore knees, right? You're wearing
them. No. Or do I, Barry? Do I have sore knees? Now, my knees are all right. For anyone listening who knows me, knows I have terrible hips, but no, my knees are good.
No, that's good. We're pleased about that. Oh, we're rattling through this. This is pretty good. And what else is there? Is there anything else that we're missing out?
The last one we can talk about is smelling salts.
Oh, God.
Which is, we have a little bit of an argument because we have a couple of strong men, good guys, really good guys. But you might see people in the gym, God, it does sound a bit mental, isn't it? Snorting stuff, using like a small tub, in a small tub.
Well, can I tell you my experience of smelling salts?
Yeah, go on.
My whole time of playing junior football.
Didn't take smelling salts. Yeah,
we did. Yeah, we were sniffing smelling salts before we left the change room. tell us why smelling salts are used and why people might use smelling salts then.
They will basically, the two main benefits are it will clear your airways instantly. So you can get a big, deep breath, you know, a huge breath. And the second one is like a big slap in the face.
Yeah, just that
it
mental
wakes
focus,
you
right?
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like I think we were maybe mentally focused for the first minute of the football match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it just, that was it.
You need your next hit.
Yeah, yeah. but the only time I've really used them is that one time that I entered a powerlifting competition. One more than you though, Matthew, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. What happened to your squat again? You're 180? Anyway, back to smelling salts.
Okay, yeah. So I used it then. And
did it help?
I think it did, yeah. It did, yeah. Apart from that one squat that I didn't get.
Yeah, you know what, next time.
I don't think I could find them.
But they are, I would say strong men use them probably the most. They're not a bad investment.
There's a common theme with a lot of the things that we're talking about is that when you lift heavier, things get more extreme with your training or you become more advanced, you might venture into purchasing some of these accessories because, you know, you're getting to a level where you're pushing your limits, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know,
they're not a necessity in the slightest, any of them really.
They're not necessities, no. I mean, I think everything that we've talked about, bar maybe gloves, is something that we've got a lot of respect for and feel that they would be helpful. Would you
say? 100%.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that would be good benefits. The belt, good investment, wraps, straps. The shoes, again, if you need them. Chalk, definite.
But we don't want people going to the gym next week with a suitcase full of stuff, do we?
No. I think if you bought all that, it would cost you a small fortune, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, getting to the gym is hard enough, right? Getting to the gym is hard enough. Get there.
Getting in the door, yeah.
Get in the door. Wear something you feel comfortable with. You know, I remember when I first went to the gym, we used to wear like really tight tops and, you know, do you remember the type of stuff now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tight tops. I remember trackies. Yeah. Joggers weren't really a thing back then.
Whereas now it's just a hoodie and some loose joggers. Just be comfortable.
Yeah, just go in. Wear what you want. Really.
Wear whatever you want, but you know, within reason. I mean, you take things to the extreme.
He said he was going to mention this at some point. Go on, Barry. How do I take this to the extreme?
Well, You've got a very unique really style, don't you?
Yeah, he wants to talk about my shorts, guys. I prefer a smaller pair of shorts.
I feel sorry for all the people that go to the gym in Viruri.
Do you? All of them?
Yeah.
Period.
Anyone that has to look at you. I'm joking.
That was savage.
To be fair.
He instantly regretted saying that. He instantly regretted it.
To be fair, you've got a big ass and you fit those hot pants good.
You know what? That felt, made me feel weirdly uncomfortable, but we'll take it. We'll take it as compliment. I do prefer a smaller pair of shorts. I can't wear baggy shorts, but I would prefer a baggier top. I'm not really into it.
Well, as long as you're comfortable, that's the main thing.
Thanks, Barry. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's all right. It's good. Just remember this gym that you're in just now can get quite cold at times, you know?
It can. I remember some over lockdown when we were training outside, one of your clients.
You didn't wear them then, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, to be fair, I think it was one of your PTs was like, how on earth did you train outside in shorts in the bitter winter? But you just get used to it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Pair of knee sleeves on, my knees were nice and warm. I felt great.
So guys, I hope you took something from that rambling about various different bits of equipment and accessories.
The gym, yeah. We appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. We really do. And we hope you're going to tune into the next episode, which will be interesting.
Should be fantastic.
Yeah.
Probably the best one yet, guys.
I think so. Guys, we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Starting Monday podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode,
please make sure to follow us and share with your friends.
Have a great day.
And see you at the next episode.